The Short Stories of Rabindranath Tagore. The short story is often viewed as an inferior relation to the novel, but it is an art in itself. To take a story and distill its essence into fewer pages while keeping character and plot rounded and driven is not an easy task. Many try and many fail. Rabindranath Tagore was one to succeed, as this audiobook ably demonstrates. We venture to the East to meet the poet and storyteller who speaks a common language of love and mysticism, which continues to convey valuable insights into universal themes in contemporary society. Rabindranath Tagore, 1861 to 1941, was a gifted Bengali Renaissance man, distinguishing himself as a philosopher, social and political reformer, and a popular author in all literary genres. He was instrumental in an increased freedom for the press and influenced Gandhi and the founders of modern India. He composed hundreds of songs, which are still sung today, as they include the Indian and Bangladeshi national anthems. His prolific literary life has left a legacy of quality novels, essays, and in this volume, his shorter works. Gitanjali, one of his most famous works, earned him the distinction of being the first Asian writer to receive the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1913. Among our readers are Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe.
Living or Dead by Rabindranath Tagore. The widow in the house of Sarada Sankar, the Ranihat Zemindar, had no kinsmen of her father's family. One after another, all had died. Nor had she in her husband's family anyone she could call her own, neither husband nor son. The child of her brother-in-law, Sarada Sankar, was her darling. For a long time after his birth, his mother had been very ill, and the widow, his aunt Kadambini, had fostered him. If a woman fosters another's child, her love for him is all the stronger, because she has no claim upon him, no claim of kinship, that is, but simply the claim of love. Love cannot prove its claim by any document which society accepts, and does not wish to prove it. It merely worships with double passion its life's uncertain treasure. Thus all the widow's thwarted love went out towards this little child. One night in Shraban, Kadambini died suddenly. For some reason her heart stopped beating. Everywhere else the world held on its course, only in this gentle little breast, suffering with love, the watch of time stood still forever. Lest they should be harassed by the poika, four of the zemindar's Brahmin servants took away the body without ceremony to be burned. The burning ground of Ranihat was very far from the village. There was a hut beside a tank, a huge banyan near it, and nothing more. Formerly a river, now completely dried up, ran through the ground, and part of the watercourse had been dug out to make a tank for the performance of funeral rites. The people considered the tank as part of the river and reverenced it as such. Taking the body into the hut, the four men sat down to wait for the wood. The time seemed so long that two of the four grew restless and went to see why it didn't come. Nitai and Guru Charan being gone, Bidhu and Banamali remained to watch over the body. It was a dark night of Shraban. Heavy clouds hung in a starless sky. The two men sat silent in the dark room. Their matches and lamp were useless. The matches were damp and wouldn't light for all their efforts, and the lantern went out. After a long silence, one said, "Brother, it would be good if we had a bowl of tobacco. In our hurry, we brought none." The other answered, "I can run and bring all we want." Understanding why Banamali wanted to go, from fear of ghosts, the burning ground being considered haunted, Bidhu said, "I dare say. Meanwhile, I suppose I am to sit here alone." Conversation ceased again. 5 minutes seemed like an hour. In their minds they cursed the two who had gone to fetch the wood, and they began to suspect that they sat gossiping in some pleasant nook. There was no sound anywhere except the incessant noise of frogs and crickets from the tank. Then suddenly they fancied that the bed shook slightly, as if the dead body had turned on its side. Bidhu and Banamali trembled and began muttering, "Ram, Ram." A deep sigh was heard in the room. In a moment, the watchers leapt out of the hut and raced for the village. After running about 3 miles, they met their colleagues coming back with a lantern. As a matter of fact, they had gone to smoke and knew nothing about the wood. But they declared that a tree had been cut down and that when it was split up, it would be brought along at once. Then Bidhu and Banamali told them what had happened in the hut. Nitai and Guru Charan scoffed at the story and abused Bidhu and Banamali angrily for leaving their duty. Without delay, all four returned to the hut. As they entered, they saw at once that the body was gone. Nothing but an empty bed remained. They stared at one another. Could a jackal have taken it? But there was no scrap of clothing anywhere. Going outside, they saw that on the mud that had collected at the door of the hut, there were a woman's tiny footprints, newly made. Saradasankar was no fool, and they could hardly persuade him to believe in this ghost story. So, after much discussion, the four decided that it would be best to say that the body had been burnt. Towards dawn, when the men with the wood arrived, they were told that owing to their delay, the work had been done without them. There had been some wood in the hut after all.